starting off our Monday morning, our classical week, with some bright trumpet playing by Joachim Schaefer and the Bratislava Chamber Soloists. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad to be with you, listening to Pietro Baldassare's Sonata No. 1 for trumpet and strings. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com. Before we hear the little bit of Dvorak's Wind Serenade and then a Fantasy in G Minor by Dvorak's son-in-law, here's Luigi Boccherini, the Cello Concerto in D on Kansas Public Radio. Onur Bielsma, cellist with Tafelmusik, for the D major Cello Concerto by Boccherini. A little bit of Dvorak next, and a little bit of Dvorak after the 11 o'clock news in about an hour and a half. Hear that great theme from, it's the slow movement of Dvorak's Ninth Symphony from the New World, sometimes called Going Home. We'll hear it sung with those words by a Welsh choir. In fact, everything in the 11 o'clock hour is about home or coming home. Students, hope you're not too homesick at college. You'll get in the groove. It'll be better. It's 9:30. Good morning. Whether you're college age or preschool or 105 years old, thank you for listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. The Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. They'll be coming to the Leeds Center later this year. That was Antonin Dvorak's Serenade for Winds, the first movement, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, music by his son-in-law, Yosef Suk. The next piece we'll hear is called Fantasy in G Minor. Support for today's programming on Kansas Public Radio comes from Duane and Terry Townley, former Kansas residents, now of Midland, Michigan, on Duane's birthday. So happy birthday to Duane, born in El Dorado, Kansas, from everyone here at the station, and many thanks for ensuring that public broadcasting will be here to stay for your grandchildren and ours. Featuring violinist Pamela Frank and the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Sir Charles McCarris. That was a piece by Yosef Suk called Fantasy in G Minor this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Cats rule, dogs drool. Remember that line from the movie Homeward Bound about the two pets trying to get back home? Well, monsters rule Friday night, at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. This time it's some classic chillers for the Halloween season, Dr. X and Frankenstein Meets the Wolf Man. See him on the big screen Friday night. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets at the door. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Coming up next, piece, well, roughly translates to The Morning Jester, music by Maurice Ravel, Alberata del Gracioso, and a Beethoven string quartet, and more. Thanks for listening to KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition from NPR. Right here on KPR, this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for the next couple hours of classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. You can hear us through KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Today should be sunny and kind of hot with a high of 88. Tonight's low in the 50s and a wind picking up overnight from the north, bringing us a cooler tomorrow. Tuesday's supposed to be sunny with a high of 72. Windy as well through tomorrow. Tuesday night's low 45. And Wednesday should be sunny and still in the 70s, 79. And a southern wind picking up as well. It's 10:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Vance is a practiced and combative cable news fixture, but Walls, who has less experience debating, has higher favorability ratings with voters. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 60 points. The Nasdaq is down about 20 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. Good morning. This is KPR. Alberata del Gracioso by Maurice Ravel. The morning song of the jester. It's used a lot, that kind of device in operas for people waking up in the wrong bedroom. Just some music to in the morning to get them up and realize they need to get going. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Jesus Lobos Cobos directing. Next we have chamber music by Beethoven. We'll have a symphony from the English Baroque, Aaron Copland's Letter from Home, and more songs about home in the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, and this is KPR. Support for the music this morning on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. Here's Beethoven's 8th string quartet. It's one of the Razumovsky quartets from Opus 59. It's the second one from that set. Here it is played by the Tokyo string quartet for us now on KPR. The Tokyo String Quartet, playing the second Razumovsky Quartet, sometimes with classical pieces, there are just so many different names that one piece is known for. That's one thing that opus numbers are good for. It really nails down the piece so you can keep track of it. Anyway, we heard the second Razumovsky Quartet. We also heard number 2 from Opus 59. And we also heard String Quartet number 8 in E minor by Beethoven this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Jeff Watson will be in at noon, so I'm with you. You're with me until noon. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge and the Black Dolphin Lounge in Kansas City, featuring KC jazz musicians playing their original compositions. Information at greenladylounge.com. Well, our next composer, Thomas Arne, he is probably most famous for writing Rule Britannia in the song A Hunting We Will Go, which he wrote for the 1777 production of The Beggar's Opera. But here's another piece by him, his Symphony No. 1 in C major, Thomas Arne on KPR. That's a symphony by Thomas Arne, his first symphony, with Adrian Shepherd directing Cantilena. You know, Thomas Arne wrote 90 shows for the stage in about 40 years' time. Operas, masks, pantomimes, all kinds of things. Thomas Arne, English composer, this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
As November approaches, NPR News is listening to you.
No, I'm absolutely exactly who they want. Middle-class white lady.
Real voters with real frustrations.
They always use immigration as a pawn. Like, we are not pawns.
Stay with us for perspectives from voters and analysis of the issues from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way at 3 o'clock, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're KPR. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. Just like Beethoven's pieces, we have a lot of different names. KPR sums it all up, but we're also KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1. Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. We'll hear the Dunvant Male Choir of Wales with band doing the theme from Dvorak's Slow, The Goin' Home. That and Aaron Copland and more. Support for news next on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. This is KansasPublicRadio.org. The Dunvant Male Choir from Wales for Going Home, the melody written by Antonín Dvořák. It's the theme from the slow movement of a symphony No. 9 from the New World. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend here on KPR. Next is something from Wartime 1944 by Aaron Copland. It's called Letter from Home. Music from 1944 by Aaron Copland. It's called Letter from Home. Paul Whiteman commissioned it as a patriotic work for his Radio Hall of Fame orchestra. And it's supposed to suggest the emotions of a soldier reading a letter from home. And that's been described as Aaron Copland's most sentimental and reflects his own homesickness when he was down composing in Mexico. Copland's Letter from Home, played by Joanne Faletta's Buffalo Philharmonic here on KPR. Next, the King's Singers. And after that, Kramerata Baltica for Come In by Vladimir Martynov. Also, another short piece by Aaron Copland and Randall Thompson from Frostiana, a piece also called Come In, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for the music this morning on KPR comes from Bon Bon, a locally owned and operated neighborhood bistro in the heart of Lawrence's Warehouse Arts District. Now open Tuesday through Saturday. Menu and reservations at bonbonlawrence.com. This is KPR at kansaspublicradio.org. The King's Singers on Kansas Public Radio. Next, an interesting piece that features A Knocking at the Door by Vladimir Martynov, and also Aaron Copland again, and Randall Thompson before the hour's up. Support today for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Duane and Terry Townley, former Kansas residents, now of Midland, Michigan. And it's Duane's birthday, so happy birthday to Duane, born in El Dorado, Kansas, from everyone here at the station, and many thanks for ensuring that public broadcasting will be here to stay for your grandchildren and ours. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. The next piece we'll hear is called Come In by Vladimir Martynov, and here's the note that he wrote at the top of the score to help the conductor explain it to the orchestra. The staircase to heaven is inside your heart. You enter through the door of your soul. Our whole life is but an attempt to find this miraculous entrance. All our deeds are but a timid knocking on this mysterious door. All our hopes are to hear a voice that would respond, "Come in." That was a piece by an undeservedly unknown Russian composer born in 1946. He's still alive. He wrote this music in 1988. Vladimir Martynov wrote Come In. And his explanatory note about the knocking is that the staircase to heaven is inside your heart. You enter through the door of your soul. Our whole life is but an attempt to find this miraculous entrance. All our deeds are but a timid knocking on this mysterious door. All our hopes are to hear a voice that would respond, "Come in." That was Kramerata Baltica, led by Gidon Kramer. He was the solo violinist as well. Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 12 noon. Jeff Watson's in as usual from noon to 3 with classical music continuing right here on KPR. We're on the eve of October. March was a month that Emily Dickinson is writing about here, that she's so glad to see the old March come back, and meaning spring is not far behind, that she treats March like a female friend, including the line, "Oh, dear March, come upstairs. I have so much to tell you."
But trifles look so trivial as soon as you have come, and blame is just as dear as praise, and praise as near as blame. Thank you.
Aaron Copland's musical setting of the poem Dear March come in. Sanford Sylvan was the baritone, with David Brightman at the piano. Next is Come In from Frostiana. Here's Randall Thompson setting Robert Frost's poetry. The music of Randall Thompson setting Robert Frost's poem Come in Frostiana. Tom Rawson directing the Exultate Chamber Choir and Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. The Intermezzo from Carmen by Georges Bizet. In just a few minutes after the news, there's an overture by Franz Schubert, Mozart's 17th Piano Concerto. Also, the spicy piece for violin and orchestra, Zigeunerweisen, Gypsy Airs by Pablo de Sarasate. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More info at Spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com. And from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. The news is next.
Israel's killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah